Everything that happens to you every day is a test. And God is the one that's orchestrating the test. He's testing you. You know, you go back to the Scripture and you read in the Scripture, whenever God brought the children of Egypt, Israel, out of Egypt, and He brought them into the Promised Land, what was the very first test He gave them after He brought them out and showed them all these miracles? When He brought them up to the Promised Land, He says, "Now go in and possess it, and I will go with you." "But Lord, there's giants in the land." He said, "I know, but I'll go with you. I will help you." But He's putting them to the test. And all of them but two said, "Lord, we can't do this." He was not happy with the ones that said they couldn't. Caleb. Is He going to put you to the test just like that today? Yes, He will. Everything, every day is a test. He's going to find out what you're made out of. When you learn this, Cheryl and I have learned everything, every day is a test. Everything, every day is a test. To find out, what are we going to do about this? Are we going to grumble and complain? Or are we going to praise God? Hey, if you praise God, you pass your test pretty quick and you go on to something else. Cheryl told me the other day, she gets to go through a lot of serious tests with me. I'm going to tell you, she and I went out flying in a little airplane the other day. A guy took me up and checked me out in this little high-performance little fighter. And he even showed me how to lower the gear. He said, it's got two ways to lower the landing gear. If they don't come down like they're supposed to, you got a pump here, you can pump them down. And then if that don't work, you got another deal up here. You screw this in an air bottle and it'll blow them down. Okay, I'm sure glad he told me. Because after getting checked out in it, I went and got Cheryl, put her in it. And we took off and as soon as we cleared the ground, I retracted the gear. And the nose gear didn't retract. The two mains did. But the nose gear didn't. And so, here we are at 200 miles an hour flying over the treetops. And she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "The gear didn't come up, so I'm going to try to slow down a little and cycle the gear." So I cycled the gear and the mains came down. The nose gear never did change. And I sucked them back up and the nose gear wouldn't come up. And I looked over in the hydraulic pressure, which had been at 1,000, is now sitting on 0. I said, "So we got a small problem." I said, "We're going back to the airport." So I turned around and started back into an air traffic area. And she's holding the GPS so I can tell where I'm at. I'm trying to watch all this and pull breakers and do all kinds of stuff on an airplane. This is the second time I've ever flown in it in my life. And just got checked out in it. And we're going back and I cannot get the gear to come down. She said, "What are we going to do?" She said, "Pray." I said, "I've been doing that ever since I pulled it up." I had already been doing that. So she said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "Well, we're going back." And I said, "I have an emergency way to lower the gear here, which is this handle. But since I don't have any hydraulic pressure, I may not have any hydraulic fluid. So I'm not even going to try to pump them down. I'm going to blow them down." This guy told me all this in a little 10 minutes. Me and him was in a little check ride. So I put the switch down, reached around, screwed that little deal in, blowed those gear down. Bam! Instantly all three of them was down and locked. She said, "What are we going to do now?" I said, "Well, it just saved us from making our first gear up landing." She said, "What do you do with a gear up landing?" I said, "Well, you line up out there, hopefully with the grass. You don't get on a hard surface. You try to find a nice, smooth place that's got grass on it. And when you know you got it made, you cut off the engine, try to put the prop horizontal and hit the ground without it running. Otherwise, you tear up engine and airplane and everything." And I said, "That's when it really gets something." But praise God, the gear came down, we blew them down, and we landed on a beautiful landing, and we pulled over there and parked. She said, "Wow." I said, "You sure do get to live through lots of tests when you go with me." I get to live through lots of tests in my life. But there was no grumbling and complaining. I was praising the King. She was over there praising the Lord. She said, "Lord, thank you that this landing gear is going to come down." She didn't have a clue what she was talking about. "But Lord, thank you that they're going to come down." Praise God. See, she don't have to understand the mechanics. All she's got to understand is how to praise God. Right, young lady? And that's what she was doing over there, praising the Lord. So, your life is full of trials and tests. When you get a hold of this, you realize that Satan, who was made by God, all things were made by him and for him, and nothing exists except he made it. You know that scripture, right? You know that God made everything that's made. So one thing for sure, we know he made Satan. We know he made the demons. We know he made the fallen angels. We know he made the good angels. We know he made everything that's here. We know he made you and me. So everything was made for him and for his purpose. Now, what's he doing? What is the whole purpose of all this? He's building a body to reign and rule with him through eternity. That's the purpose so far. In the few thousand years of mankind, God is making men and women to build his body. You know that? You're a cell in his body. And as he makes us to be a cell in his body, one day his body was going to be complete. When his body is complete, which is us, the church, then the Father will say, "Now then, son, that's the last one. You can go back and bring the church home. It's over." And in the meantime, the devil is going to be here. He's going to attack us. He's going to inflict things upon us. He's here to put sickness and disease upon you. Now then, if we don't sin, can he put sickness and disease on us? No. The scripture said he couldn't. But if we sin, what can he do? Now then, that police officer, that demon of hell, you're driving down the road at 60. If the speed limit's 60, that police officer drive right beside you and he look over you and smile. But he won't do nothing, will he? Now then, what if that's a demon over there? He'll drive along beside you and say, "Come on, let's race. Come on." You say, "No, he would never do that." "Oh, yeah, the devil will. Come on. Come on over here. Oh, just look at this woman over here. Look at that one. Oh, but I'm married." "Oh, but that doesn't make any difference. Just look at this one. She's prettier than your wife is." And you look. And he said, "Ah, I got you. Come on. A little more." And you keep looking, and first thing you know, he's got you. And you're consumed. You see how it works? That police officer out here on the earth, probably you'll never run into a police officer that'll run up beside you and say, "Come on, let's race." But these demons will entice you to sin. They will entice you to sin. They will entice you to be sick. They will put pain and things upon you. They'll inflict things upon you to try. I asked Howard Pittman this. I said, "Howard, if I'm understanding the spiritual world," I said, "let's say one morning, even though I am a son of God and I'm walking in obedience to the Word, one morning the demon says, Satan says, 'Today we're going to put Thurman to the test to see if we can put arthritis on him.' So I wake up this morning and, of course, you know, I'm older now, you know. You know, things don't work as good, they tell you, me, when you get older. But that's a lie from the devil. Things work just as good. But you wake up one morning and all of a sudden your hand is kind of shaking and it's kind of hurting a little bit. And you look over that hand and you say, 'Oh my goodness, I'm past 60. Maybe it's a little bit of arthritis.' You know, lots of people get arthritis pain when they get past 60. The devil says, 'That's right. Keep thinking like that. Oh, man, I wonder if I'm getting arthritis.' He says, 'You're getting it. Just keep thinking it.' And first thing you know, tomorrow the pain's worse. And the next day it's worse. And you go to the doctor and say, 'Doc, I got some pain in my hand. I must be coming down with arthritis.' And he checks you and you've got it. And then he confirms it. So you believed you had arthritis. And so the enemy obliged you and put it on you. What if you wake up in the morning and feel that pain? The devil says, well, what do you think that is? Oh, he said, that's just you, devil. That's just you. You're trying to put a pain on me. But Jesus bore my pain on the cross. He bore my sickness and removed my disease, so he don't plan for me to be sick. So I'm not sinning, you devil. If there's something I've done that gives you legal right, in the name of Jesus, get out. The Word says I have all power and all authority over you in Luke 10, 19 and 20. Behold, after he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, he said, I have given you authority to trample on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not that these demons of hell have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. But that doesn't mean he won't allow you to be put to the test. And when you're put to the test, if you've studied the Scripture, it'll bring health. Isn't it amazing how much power he's given us? Proverbs 4. Let's go to Proverbs 4. Look what he says in Proverbs 4. Start with verse 14. 4:14. Do not do as the wicked do or follow the path of evildoers. Do not do these things. Avoid their haunts. Turn away and go somewhere else. For evil people cannot sleep until they have done their evil deed for the day. You ever know anybody like that? They cannot rest until they have caused someone to stumble. They eat wickedness and drink violence. Don't have nothing to do with these kind of people. Get away from them. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like complete darkness. Those who follow it have no idea that what they are stumbling over. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Is it good to pay attention to the Lord?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.